40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. U.S. troops helped American diplomats and staff out of Sudan overnight as rival forces there battled for a ninth straight day with no sign of a truce. CBS's Meg Oliver has more on how that operation played out.
The mission began on Saturday. Three Chinook helicopters flew from Djibouti, refueled in Ethiopia, then landed in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. After returning to Djibouti, the Americans were then flown to the U.S. military base in Ramstein, Germany.
U.S. officials are still working on a plan to get hundreds of American citizens out of there. A Supreme Court decision on a popular abortion pill ban is still in limbo, but South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace wants her party to find middle ground on the issue ahead of 2024.
I want women to know you can be pro-life and be pro-woman. They're not mutually exclusive, but we've hidden away from this issue. We've buried our head in the sand. We're afraid to talk about it. Because we're afraid, we want to go to the extreme corners of this issue, but that's not where the vast majority of Americans are right now.
That's Mace on ABC this morning. She says extreme views on abortion hurt Republicans in the midterms. A homeowner in Kansas City is now claiming self-defense after shooting a 16-year-old who thought he was picking up his siblings and got the wrong address. Mayor Quentin Lucas talked about it today on Face the Nation.
This was an 84-year-old man who went to sleep in one of the safest neighborhoods of Kansas City, but still had a loaded gun. And when he heard a disturbance at his door, the first thing he thought to do wasn't just to brandish. It wasn't even to say a word or scream at somebody who would be outside. It was to shoot, and to shoot twice.
And he says it's a culture of paranoia and fear that's being drummed up by politicians and the media. A longtime CEO is out at a big network. CBS's Linda Kenyon has details.
In an announcement from Comcast, the company says it and the CEO of NBC Universal, Jeff Shell, have parted ways. This follows an investigation by an outside counsel into a complaint of inappropriate conduct. Shell released his own statement, quoting, "Today is my last day as CEO of NBC Universal. I had an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company, which I deeply regret." The statement goes on to say, "I am truly sorry I let my Comcast and NBC Universal colleagues down."
Shell had been with the company for 19 years. Disney says it plans to lay off thousands of workers this week, mostly in its entertainment division. That's about 15% of the staff in TV, film, theme parks, and on corporate teams. The move is part of a $5.5 billion restructuring plan Disney announced earlier this year with Bob Iger's return. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the action-packed hour number two, full of all sorts of brand new stuff of Max Inc. Radio. Brand new People Brothers band, He's Gone. Hear Terry Barr talk to the band in hour number four, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How could you sing the song if you never learned the words? Why would you dream of flying if you've never seen the birds? How could you play the music if you never hear the beat? Well, he's gone, but the music still lives on in me. I thought of him this morning when the sunlight hit my eyes. Throughout the day, he wouldn't leave my head. So that night, it was no surprise.
Never seen the birds. How could you play?
darkness fills the room. How do you hold your head up as you're walking down the street? Well, he's gone, but the music still lives on in me. Although he's gone, the music still lives on in me.
Time to double dip it on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
Rockers off this weekend. Jimmy K has Max Inc. Heavy. That starts, late tonight in hour number 5 of local music. We have Terry Barr. She's going to be in hour number 4 of Max Inc. Radio. And Jimmy left me a little list here. He said, play new stuff. And then it has 3 lines under it. So I'm starting to think it might be important. Here's brand new stuff from Kelly Hepper now.
It can get so tiring being around other people. Oh, how I yearn for silence, and at the same time avoid it. But I hear that stillness is transforming. I wonder who I would be if I was not bathed in others' energy, and I would feel the freedom to express freely. Not all be the same and not at my age. What does that mean anyway? If every child conceived was treated like a king or queen with joyous receptions, well, how the world would change. More fearing darkness,
no fear,
and only divine light.
Hallelujah.
No fears for their future,
no,
only trusting in their right to be who they came here to be. As perfect, holy, complete, unique expressions of divinity, condensed into time, space, reality. Imperfections are so sweet, mishaps of a dance on repeat. We are beauty. Oh yes, and we are
All this brand new local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Madison, Monona, O'Donna, and Willie Street, igniteglassandgifts.com, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, in Madison, there's pizza, and then there's Sal, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. New stuff now from Seesaw, Tricks on Me on Max Inc. Radio.
Myself. I've been asking. You've been playing tricks on me. I've been watching and waiting to see. You've been playing tricks lately. Will I ever find out what's been happening to me?
An hour of brand new stuff without brand new mascot theory. So here it is on Max and Grady. Mile Beer Company and Kitchen celebrate the local stuff and the new stuff right here in hour number two. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery with outdoor seating, which is lovely this time of year. Live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com. Also, don't forget about Harmonious Whale. Yeah, join them on a tour of Ireland and Scotland this summer. Find out more at harmoniouswhale.com. That's Harmonious, WAIL.com. Brand new stuff now from Trapper Shep. His new album is Good Graces, and this is the title track from that album on Max Inc. Radio.
There are two
to Trapper Shep on Max Inc. Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more local stuff right after this.
CBS News Brief. Embassy officials are out, but Senator Lindsey Graham tells CNN he's worried about other Americans still stuck in Sudan.
I'm worried. You got thousands of people in the middle of a civil war, and have we been late about sort of telling him to leave? Could you see this coming? Those questions will be asked and answered later on.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace is warning her party to figure out a compromise on abortion.
As a Republican, a conservative, constitutional conservative who's pro-life, I saw what happened after Roe v. Wade because I represent a very purple district.
That's Mace on ABC. On Face the Nation, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas talked about the nation's, quote, fetish for guns that he says has led to a recent string of mass shootings.
I think that this is a serious situation, and the real politicization are the people who, after each one of these incidents, say, oh, let's blame it on mental health. Let's blame it on society. It's tragic right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. We start with more new stuff. Now, American Scarecrows. Their brand new album, Drawing a Little Pictures. This is Red Lights on Max Inc. Radio.
Out tonight in round red lights.
All this new stuff is brought to you by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open a door for your future home. Stop into our offices out there on Atwood Avenue or in Madison's East Side. Find them online at WeikertLakePoint.com. That's WeikertLakePoint.com. As promised, brand new Beth Keeley now on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Not new, but I like to play it. It's the lower fifth, so we did it anyway right here on Max Inc. Radio. Aaron Weber Group is powering this half hour, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. Also, don't forget about Ethical Trade Company, goods for a better world. Located on Madison's East Side, find them online at ethicalco.com.
Take it back, take it back, take what you said. Love me good, put me to bed. I will sleep with my eyes open and my clothes on. Just touch me, just touch me. Just trust me.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi name is Ruby. Though she may be turning 80, she still got energy. She be hitting the gym, you ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight, the crochet all day. Legend of the bay, and boys be breaking necks to try to get a peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish,
what?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master, just try and gacho. You think you gotta rent her, but chucks, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Spectre Gadget, cause she lives her life as say she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
to do the news, then more local music right after this on the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.